Well, the trade was expecting the first weekly crop progress report for June to be a little bit negative to the grains, but instead it actually was, you'd have to say, a little friendly. Looking at the numbers, corn planting continues to move ahead, but we are still seeing some delays in about five states. 93% of the nation's corn is now in the ground versus 92 average. We still continue to see a little bit of delay in Illinois as it's 1% off its average pace. Indiana's down 3%. Kansas is down 3%. Ohio continues to be trailing quite a bit by 10% behind its average pace. And Pennsylvania's 13% behind its average pace. Crop condition ratings, we saw that for the first time this week, and conditions came in at 67% good to excellent. That was down 1% from the previous year, 3% less than expected by the trade. For soybeans, 87% of the crop is now planted versus 80 average. Every state in the union is showing ahead of average pace for planting, except Ohio, which is 7% behind its average pace. Soybean conditions also were released. They came in at 66%, good to excellent. That was down 1% from last year, 2% less than expected by the trade. As far as winter wheat, 5% of the crop is now harvested versus 3 average. Winter wheat conditions were left unchanged at 26%, good to excellent. Virtually no changes as far as the states were concerned. The surprise came in spring wheat, though. Spring wheat planting is at 94% complete. That's versus 89 average. All the states are a little bit ahead of average, but spring wheat crop condition ratings were came in at 47% good to excellent. That was 3% less than a year ago at this time, 13% less than expected by the trade. So that certainly is a little bit friendly to the marketplace. Overall, this report, because of the conditions being less than anticipated for all three of the majors, should be construed as being a little bit friendly to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.